Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Tiffany and Sam Bernardino is on for this round of Dumb, Drunk, or Drugs. Here is your real headline. A man bug sprayed a couple because they wouldn't let him cut in line. Was he dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Dumb.
I'm going to say he was drunk.
Not Tiffany got it. This guy was just dumb. Who needs pepper spray when you have bug spray? At least that's how Daniel from Florida was using it. Daniel was being that annoying guy at the grocery store who wants to jump in front of you because he only has a few items. Well, the couple he was hoping to hop said no. Like a toddler, Daniel didn't take that answer well, so he threw a tantrum. He left his items and stormed out of the store. The couple finished their shopping, and while they were loading their car, Daniel ran up behind them and sprayed them in the face with bug spray. The bug spray bandit tried to get away, but cops were able to track him down. How ironic he'll go from his can of raid to raiding the can.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The only one who could probably rival Anthony for his job, my special co-host for today, is Anthony. Welcome back, bud.
I'm listening, driving in, thinking, who the hell's going to take my job? Who's better than I?
Nobody. Nobody can do your job better than you. The big tease, just to say, you're back.
Yes. And... Woo! It's going to be an emotional day. Yeah. I will tell you that much. Thank you for holding everything down.
Oh, my pleasure. You had bigger things to worry about. Life happens.
Yeah, and life happens quick. Mm-hmm. With what I realized, there's been a lot of questions asking, what happened? Where have you been? I've been dealing with, and I'm still kind of dealing with, a really serious bacterial infection that came very close to shutting down like my whole body. Oh. Very scary stuff. Only 200 people in the U.S. per year get diagnosed with what I got diagnosed with.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, if anything cool comes out of this, it's that. Like, I'm a pretty cool statistic. Hopefully I get like a local write-up in the paper or something.
Hold on. Is it insensitive for me to ask? Is it contagious?
It's not.
Okay.
And they told me that. And I remember the day I wasn't feeling well, I was texting you and Heather saying, you guys, look, I'm so sorry I was around you. I don't know what I have. I hope I didn't pass it off to you or the kids. Thankfully, nothing can be passed from person to person. So,
well, thankfully, you're okay and you're back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot
we
of
missed you.
I missed you guys. A lot of scary what ifs. But a lot, there were a lot of positives that came out of it, too. Like the doctors and nurses at Kaiser in Riverside who worked around the clock trying to figure out, what the heck does this guy have? Nobody knew. I was such a popular person there, Kel. All eyes were on me.
Because you were Anthony from K-Frog?
They had no clue.
You know, texting back and forth with you, that was the one thing when it was like, okay, you're at the hospital still, okay? How are you doing? You know, I was trying to check in with you. And every time it was like, well, they've ruled this out. And I was like, you are an episode of House. Like, go get Dr. House in and figure out what's going on.
And I think that was the scariest part of it, was not having an answer.
Right.
And still, I mean, even to this day right now, they're still doing tests to make sure that this is what I have, that what they diagnosed me with is what it is. So we're still doing, you know, continuous blood work. And let me tell you this. I don't do well with needles, Kel. I passed out once when they were doing an IV. I almost passed out another time to get blood work done.
Okay, just promise me one thing, that you're not going to go on ChatGPT and try and figure out any more symptoms.
Can I tell you, that's what the doctor said the first thing. Do not Google anything. And I said, you guys don't know who I am.
I live my life by ChatGPT.
I need to research. If you guys can't figure this out, I know somebody who can. It's the internet. So, no, again, thank you. Thank you to all my family and friends who kept checking in. And to our listeners who, man, day in and day out, just kept checking in. It was really, really sweet.
Well, we are glad you're back and back on a Friday. Hopefully we can send you into the weekend as a winner. Tickets to K-Frog's Christmas Throwdown coming up 6:10. Get your tickets now at kfrog.com. This guy's going to be out there. It's Tucker Wetmore on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, sometimes I am not very smart, and that happened this week. So this weekend, in fact, what is it? Sunday is Art and My anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's our 12th anniversary. And as much as I've known him as many years, still trying to find a gift is always tough. So I was like, what am I going to get him? So I was like, you know what? He loves his Carhartt jackets. So I was like, oh, I'll go on Carhartt. I'll get him a jacket. So I go on. I order the jacket. And then it's like, do you have a military ID? Well, he's a veteran, so he's got that ID me where it gets like the extra code. So it was like an extra 15% off. And I'm thrifty. So I was like, okay. So I put in his info to get the military discount. Didn't realize when I did that, it sends an email to him.
No.
Because it's through his email and said, thanks for your order on Carhartt. So he sends me a screenshot and he goes, anniversary shopping? I was like, oh man. I'm like, yeah. I said, just don't open anything. Don't find out what it is, okay? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And so it's supposed to get here, right? Today. I went back and looked at it, and I was like, yeah, that's a really nice jacket. And it's not like the typical Carhartt jacket. It's like a nice weatherproof. And I was like, I'm so excited. It's like his color. He likes that military green color. I'm folding laundry the other day, and I go to put away something. He already has the jacket.
No!
I pulled it out and went, oh, this is exactly what I just ordered.
You bought him something he already has.
I know he likes it.
But you know his taste. If anything, you nailed it.
Well, and you know, I'm the type of person, if I have something I really like it, I like to have a backup of it. So he just has a backup jacket.
Well, here's your job now. The jacket that he has now, you need to stain it. Something has to go wrong with it. And then you are wife of the year. Boom, here's the new one.
Your new favorite jacket, honey. At a discounted price.
What are the odds of that?
Thank you for your service.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It happened one time, and yet nobody can let me live it down. Yes, I fell at the Christmas party. No, I was not drunk, although everybody thinks I was. I just had a baby, and I hadn't worn heels. So when I decided to go down the stairs, I ate it.
I don't know why I don't remember this.
You don't remember? It was a big commotion. I'm a big girl, and I fell down a flight of stairs. I mean, I tumbled. There was a thump at the end, and everybody that was there has not let me forget about that moment. Even my mom. And here's why it got brought up. So I'm going with my friend Diana tonight. Her company is having their, like, work party, and it's on a boat. Her husband is staying home to take care of the kids, so she's like, you want to be my plus one? I was like, yeah. So I'm telling my mom about it. She goes, don't wear heels. Remember the last time? I'm like, one time I fell down the stairs.
And I mean, when was the last time you'd worn heels before that?
It was a long time. I just had a baby. Yeah. So I hadn't worn heels in quite a while. I wasn't wearing them at the hospital.
And I do remember on that boat for the Christmas party, the stairwell was very, very narrow.
Thank you.
I'm so bummed I missed it.
It was not graceful.
Hey, what was I doing?
Do you have one of those stories, though? It's like, okay, guys, that happened forever ago. We can let it go, but yet it always gets brought up.
Remember, you and I went to New York City for an album release party years and years ago.
Florida
and
this Georgia
was,
Line.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, can I say their name? Yeah. And this was very shortly before I was set to get married. And you said, you know what? Let's turn this into your bachelor party.
I do remember.
I was
that.
Like, all right, cool, cool. And we had some other radio friends that were there, and we kind of like bar hopped this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop at one place, and I get totally hit on by a dude.
His makeshift bachelor party, and you did. You got hit on by a dude to the point that you went to the bathroom, and you were like, Kel, walk with me to the bathroom because this guy's going to follow me.
He was, I don't want to say aggressive, but he was definitely interested. And I said, how do I get out of this? And I was like, I got to pull a total chick move and have Kelly come to the bathroom with me.
That was a great story. Mm. Yeah, I'm glad we brought that one back up. What is the story that you just can't get away from. Everybody always brings it up. We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony back on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
One time, I fall down the stairs at the K-Frog Christmas party because it was on a boat and I hadn't worn heels in a while. Can't live it down. Everybody brings it up, and hopefully it doesn't happen again tonight.
You're going back on a boat.
I am going back on a boat. Let me tell you, I will hold the rails, and I will go down very carefully.
Make sure somebody's taking video just in case.
No, nobody needs video of that. It was not graceful. What is that story that happened one time, and people just won't let you live it down?
Here's a text from the 951 that says, about 15 years ago when plasma TVs were first coming out, my ex-husband accidentally shot the TV that he had bought for himself for his birthday. He had taken one of the boys' airsoft guns away from them because they were pointing them at each other, so he picked it up and wondered, what will this do if I shoot the TV? Shattered the screen completely after one day of use.
See, boys, that's why you can't shoot each other.
He was teaching them a lesson.
Yeah, very expensive lesson. 714 says, I was like 7 years old. I went mini golfing with all my older siblings. Well, I went to go reach for my ball that was in the pond. I fell in. 30 years later, they bring it up anytime somebody mentions mini golf.
When the ball goes in the water, just leave it.
Let it go.
Get a new ball.
Don't be Happy Gilmore. Let it go.
Castle Park has more of them. Don't worry.
I was waiting for this. You know there's going to be some drunk stories. 951, the story of how I got blackout drunk at my best friend's rehearsal dinner after party. Everybody tells that story. Let's say I was a mess, and every time they bring it up now, I am mortified.
I mean, you have to bring it up. It's a big life event. It's really screwing up my rehearsal dinner.
I was going to say the wedding or the incident after the wedding. I'm hoping history does not repeat itself tonight because there is a story I just can't live down. Do you remember the K-Frog Christmas party that I fell down the stairs?
No, you were telling me about this. It was the one that we had on the boat.
Yes, it was on the boat. I had just had Colt. I think I was actually still on maternity leave when I went to the party. Hadn't worn heels in forever. Went to go down the stairs, and I tumbled.
Mm.
It was not pretty. And everyone's like, oh, Kelly's drunk. I'm like, no, Kelly hasn't worn heels in forever.
Kelly's got a pump. She can't drink.
Like, it's so bad to the point, like, I am going on a boat cruise tonight with one of my friends. It's her work party, and I'm going to be her plus one. Tell my mom about it. My mom's like, oh, don't fall down the stairs. I'm like, one time it happened. It's not like this is a thing.
Better than having a bachelor party and getting hit on by a guy.
I was there for that one. That was good.
I'll leave that one right there.
Mackenzie, do you have a story that people just can't let go?
My husband and I and a group of friends, we went to a Luke Bryan concert. It was early in the day, actually. I get into a fight with a couple there, or another girl, woman. I get kicked out. Apparently, they frown upon putting other people into a headlock anyway. So,
typically happens, Mackenzie.
yeah. But I got kicked out. My husband and I are getting escorted out. My husband says, hey, I saw a place where people were hopping the fence to get back in. You know, heading towards the way where he saw people hopping over the fence, this and that. Well, I get a little overzealous and I start running a little faster. And all of a sudden I fall. I see black and I'm just covered in water. There was a moat outside this amphitheater. Yes. Covered head to toe. So I splash in. My husband follows right after me. Totally head to toe in water. I come back up. I keep swimming across.
I am going to that Luke Bryan concert.
He's on the other side. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, let's go. He's like, Mackenzie, they won. So now the bad thing is, like, if I go to a concert, like, oh, well, Mackenzie, you know, don't get kicked out this time. You never know what's going to happen.
I love that you turned the Luke Bryan concert into a tough mutter, though. You're like, I'll get there.
Yeah.
Christine in Garden Grove, do you have a story that you just can't live down?
Yes. When I was a teenager, which was 30 years ago, I may or may not have caused a couple car accidents. And yes, to the point where when I was 20 years old, we actually had like a 1 year celebration because I hadn't caused any accidents for a while. But again, this was years and years ago. So to this day, if anyone is going to get in my car, my family will tell them to buckle up and pray. My dad actually gave someone a helmet because they were getting in my car. Everybody holds on to like the oh snap handle. Now I am teaching my 16-year-old to drive. And they're like, if you're teaching her, we're turning in our licenses. I just can't live this down.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, I am.
What freeway are you on? Let's warn everybody.
I'm not going to tell.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.